this year should be a special schus for Minor Mirasa Sheyichyu. And it should be Lili Nishmas. Yaakov Tzvi ben Rishmo Pinchas, Rav Moshe Chaim ben Rishmo Pinchas, Chana Bas Bila, Rav Eliyahu Moshe ben Rav Yitzchak Dov, Rav Aaron ben Rav Nasan, Chaim Shneir Zalman Yehuda ben Aaron Leib, and Shmuel ben Rav Ruvain Eitan, and Yehuda ben Paranchik. We're going to be learning Emir Tzashem, the Inyan of Yishekenim and Ashikos Piyu, and the Inyan of Amele Torah Shebaal Peh, based on the Sefer Uri V'Yishi. It's well known what the Gra says, that Amel HaTorah is not just a hechetimsi, a means to know Torah, but rather there's a maila me'etzim ha'amel. Just the very fact that a person's toiling is in itself valuable. And therefore the Gra refused to receive the Torah from Magidim. They were these angels that were sent from Hashemayim to teach him Torah. And he said, thanks, but no thanks in our words. Like Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Hakdamah LeSefer Tzniusa, that the Gra says, I don't want my Hasagas in Torah to be through any means, anybody else, just that I should pray to God and it should come from Hashem. Yitain li chachma mi piv das hu svuna. Veini rotza la masha besoch mitoch piv. I don't want what malachim are telling me, I just want what Hashem is telling me. So we'll try to understand that idea of toil. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, 99, Rabbi Kiva Omer Zamer B'chol Yom, Zamer B'chol Yom. Omer Rabbi Avdumi, Avudmi, My crush and Amar Nefesh Amal Amelo Ki Okaf Alof Pihu. The soul of a laborer labors for him when his mouth forces him. Hu Amal B'makom Zeh B'Taraso Melislo B'makom Acher. He toils in one place and the Torah toils for him in a different place. Nefesh Amel, when the Nefesh is Amel, Amelo La'am Amlalo, the Torah labors for him elsewhere. Kiyakaf alav piyu, because he's toiling. His mouth is forcing him. His mouth is saying this Torah. And it says, Kaladam la amal nivra, shenamra kiyadam la amal yulad. Every person was created for toil. And what's the toil? Toil of peh, kiyakaf alav piyu. Rashi explains, since he's Amel B'Torah, Torah is Amel Omel Eslo, Shemechazeres Olav Mvakeshes Me'ez Kona Limsalo Tame Torah V'Sdareha. V'kol Kach Lama B'nei She'akof She'kofav Piyu Al Divrei Torah. So Torah seeks him out and asks Hashem to give this person the reasons for Torah. And why is that? Because his mouth is learning Torah. The Marasha says, "Imatam zamer b'choyom b'limud haTorah." That's what it says, Rabbi Kiva. Zamer b'choyom, zamer b'choyom. If you're mizamer every day in limud haTorah, the Torah is mizamer for you. That the Torah is going to reveal to you its secrets, or Hashem is going to reveal to you the secrets of the Torah. So the more a person is diligent in his learning, the more the Torah is going to make sure that the secrets are revealed. And give over the pnimius. The Gra writes, "Nefesh amal amelalo amlalo im lamadat to Torah harbe al tachzik tov la'atzmocha ki alkach notzarta." You learned a lot of Torah. Don't think you're so great, because that's why you were created. meaning man is taught all of the Torah in his mother's womb, in order that's why you were created, that you were given the Torah in your mother's womb, so that you're able to learn the Torah in this world. If you toil and you find, you should believe the person, because it was lost and then you can find it again. In other words, the purpose of the Kilakachnatot, you were created for Torah. That means that's why in your mother's womb you were given the Torah, and now you were created to re-find it. This mouth that learned Torah before it came into the world sort of forces you to learn. So we see from this that the Darga of Piyu, of the Lomed Ba'amel, Shemeoreret et haTorah v'yimaser lo, harei nefe'elet mishorsha. It all starts, this Piyu, of the one who toils in Torah, all starts when he was in his mother's womb. So that same mouth that in his mother's womb was learning is now forcing him to learn outside of his mother's womb. Rav Simlai darshins in the Gemara, Nida 30b, that Uber ne'erdalek la rosha v'tzofa mabit misofa olam v'tzofa shenemar behilo ne'ro ale roshi la'ore ele choshech u'melamdim oso kol haTorah kula. Right, there's this light above this person and he's sitting and learning Torah. He can see this with such clarity. And when he comes to the Avira Olam, the Malach comes and slaps him on the mouth and makes him forget the Torah. And that's what the Gra explained, that it's not for nothing that the Uber was taught the Torah. So this Shichacha is not a complete Shichacha. He's supposed to now regain it when he comes back to this world. And the Gra is already Merumas in that Pasuk. Because it says in the pasuk, "V'hilo," when the light "V'hilo ne'ro alei roshi," the light is lit above my head. "La'oro elei choshech," I'm going to go in that light in the darkness, which means that even in the darkness of this world, when he's in this world, he's still going to go by that light that he had in the mother's womb. And that's always the seder advarim said Rabbi Moshe Tzitzel. That kol leida kodem ibur shebo nitenet ha'ara yoter gedola v'taruta dela'ela v'achakach negnezet ha'ara zo ela shemeharoshem sheshir ha'ara yuchlu la'agia ela shuv v'taruta dela'tata. At first you have this great light with the sarusa dela'ela, his sarus from above, and then the light is hidden, and then from that comes person's able to toil to regain that light with this Arusa Dilatata. Before you were born, you had this great light, and now in this world, you regain it. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we had this great light, the birth of Klal Yisrael, Gilu Shechina, Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim, and Evil Amalach, and Evil Osaraf, Laila Kayom Yair, that it was very bright that night, and that's why the Jewish people could do the Bris Milah at night, even though normally at night you're not allowed to do Bris Milah. And then they lost the light, and then we go through all the spheres of Omer to get it back. So the Torah that a person learned when he was in Ubar is the same, Har El Yonah, that even when it goes away, but it's there, and your job is to regain it, to reattain that level. Nefesh Amel Amelo Ki Yakov Alav Piyu. So that's the idea of Amel. Amel, you're toiling to get back what you lost. And then the Torah is Amel Eslo B'Makom Acher. The Torah is going to ask Hashem to give you the secrets, because you toiled to regain what you lost. And that's the remez in the words Ki Akav Alav Piyu. Akav is Begematria 101. Piyu is Begematria 101. And that's the Gemara in Chagiga. Can't compare somebody who learned Torah 100 times to somebody who learned 101 times. And that's Akav Alav Piyu. He's Zocha that the Torah is going to toil for him and give the secrets. And that's the difference, the Gemara says, between an Oved Elokim l'asher lo avado, 100 and 101. It's qualitative, it's a whole different quality. Gra writes, or they say in the name of the Gra, that when a person chazers 101 times, you subtract 101 from the word shachach. So shachach is 328. What's 101 minus 328? 227, which just happens to be the gematria of zachar, to remember. So when you chazer 101 times, you go from shachach to zachar. Because a person in this world is in a matzav of shichacha, because the malach slaps him on the mouth and makes him forget his Torah. And the whole metzias of olam hazah dom lachoshech, choshech, shachach, same letters, darkness, forgetting. And only by chazering 101 times, he goes back to the matzav of schira, of remembering. In the Sefer Divrei, Parashas Tetzaveh explains that the name of Moshe Rabbeinu isn't mentioned in Parashas Tetzaveh because his Yom Ptira Zayin Adar is usually in this week, but Moshe Rabbeinu's Merumas, because in this parasha there are 101 psukim, Simon Michael, and that's the milui of the name Moshe. What's the milui? That each letter has a milui. Mem is mem mem, so the second mem is a milui. Shin is shin yud nun, so the yud nun is the milui. Hey is hey aleph, so the milui of Moshe, a mem, yud nun, and aleph is 101. How cool is that? To be merameis that even though the chitzonius of Moshe Rabbeinu was missing, but his pnimius, the ruchnius, is with us, the Torah is with us. That's why there are 101 psukim is merameis to Moshe Rabbeinu, the pnimius of Moshe Rabbeinu. And like we said, the 101 is the difference between shachach and zachar. It says in the Sefer Taras Chaim in Sanhedrin, Shem Sara Munel Shechacha Begmatri Hamea. Shem Sara Munel Zikaron Hu Michael Ola Mea Ve'echad. So the Sar, the name of the angel who's in charge of forgetfulness, Gematri is 100. And the name of the Sar who's in charge of remembering is 101, Michael. Michael is Gematria 101. And that's what it means. Nefesh amal ameilolo, ki yakaf alaf piyu. When you chazer many times with mispar piyu, what's piyu? Piyu is 101. And akaf is 101. Yishakeni, it says in the Medrash Chazis, when the Jewish people heard Anochem Yipi Agvur, the Talmud Torah was stuck in their heart and they wouldn't forget. And then they heard Moshe and they would start forgetting again. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Halavai, Gila Lanu Pam Shnia, Yishakeni Menashikos Piyu. 101. Because they heard Torah from Hashem, they wouldn't forget. Like somebody who chazers 101 times. So we learn that 101 is the dargas ha'echus shel zikaron, ha'shayeches l'dargas shel limud min ha'shikos piyu. V'zem asher ramaz lanu shlomo, ki yakov alav piyu. So 101 is the quality of remembering, and that's the limud min ha'shikos piyu, the kiss of Hashem's mouth, because when Hashem gave us this kiss, we didn't forget, we weren't supposed to forget. And we learn from Moshe, we forgot. That's the Madrega of Piyu, Akaval of Piyu. Piyu 101. And the explanation possibly is that the Gra is perished to Shir Hashirim, and this Pasuk is Shekinim and Yishkos Piyu. He writes, Neshika Achas Shibayz, Ki Achas Dibur Lakim Shtaim Zu Shamanu, Anochav Le'elecha B'dibur Echad Namru, Shamanu Bayz Dibur Sarishonis Mipi Agvura Ve'eshar Mipi Moshe. L'chein kasa b'shnei dibros harishonis l'ashem medabir v'ado anochi al panai v'shar dibros shor tzivcha Hashem elokecha ki moshem repi agvura v'isa med v'shra v'shar shem okadosh baruch anochi nitka tar b'liban v'shar shem elo yelecha nekar yitzar m'liban v'elu ha-beiz dibros him beiz nishikus k'mo shenoshe kaba alecha shukasa echad al mashem mischaberes ito v'ha-beiz al mashem eina mischaberes b'acher v'cheinu anochi v'lo yelecha ki beiz dibros harishonis him klal kol ha-torah. L'chein machmas anochi nitka ha-torah b'liban וחלק העשר המחמס לא יהיה לך פסק יצהר וחלק הלא ססה ועם נגד וו ה אנוכי וו לא יהיה לך ה הם משמש לנקב וו לזכר ועם נגד ה חומשי תורה שבחסב זה זו לגרע תורה שבעל פה וו סדרי משנה וזה איש הקני. So just to translate, it says Yishakeni kissed me in a shikos peel from the kisses of his mouth. One kiss, that's two, because Hashem spoke one, Achas Dibur Elokim, but I heard two. In other words, Anochin lo yelecha were said b'dibur echa, that's Achas, but Shtaim zushamano, that it came out to two dibros. We heard the first two dibros from Hashem, and therefore the first dibros is Anochi and Alpana, Hashem is talking about himself. And the other difference is Moshe talking, as God commanded you, Asher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, because Moshe was speaking from the mouth of Hashem. And it says in the Medrash that when Hashem said Anochi, the Dibrei Torah was stuck in the hearts of the Jewish people. And when he said Lo Yelecha, the Yetzirah was uprooted. And these two Dibros are two Neshikos. It's like a husband kisses his wife, one, that she connects to him, and two, that she's not connecting to anybody else. And that's what it means, Anochi Lo Yelecha. Because the two Dibros are the Klal Kol HaTorah. Because of Anochi, the Dibrei Torah was stuck in their heart. And that's the essay. And Lo Yielecha means that they no longer had a Yetzirah. That's the Lo Chelek HaLos essay. And that's Keneged Vav and Hey. Anochi Vav and Lo Yielecha Hey. Hey is Nekeva, Vav is Zachar. And that's Keneged Chamish Chumshei Torah Shebal Bechsav. And Torah Shebal Peh is the Vav Sidrei Mishnah. So that's the five and the six. And that's what it means, Yishakeni. Miyitain shetetaberi manu gam sh'ara mitzvahs. Come on, ashiko shel pihu. So where do you get hey and vav? Hey and vav are pihu. Hey, vav. Pi, hey, vav. Halavai that the other mitzvahs you should also speak to us from the mouth of hey, vav. That you spoke yourself. Because again, we said the first two dibros are connected. Vav and hey. Anochi is vav lo yelachas hey. That's the greatest love. Like Monashika Shemora Lava Gadola Vachuka Neflat. The kiss shows this great love and this great desire. Kitovim Osam Advarim Shishamatim Ficha. Because great are those things that I heard from your mouth. And that's what it says. Kitovim Dodecha Miyayin Miyayin. What are Yayin? That's Yayin is Gematria 70. Those are the Shivim Panim of Torah. V'kan ayri akol b'sol Torah shebal peh, v'kan piu pia piv nechlal ha'mateva achas, v'zeh shekasev Rashi k'chosin el kala ad kan divrei ha'gura. So we learn that this neshikas piu is a great chibur of ava and cheshek between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, like when it was at Sinai, when we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any intermediary, and therefore divrei Torah was nikvu b'kirbenu. With this unbreakable bond that has no forgetfulness. And this great chibur is done through learning. Through the chibur of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, b'china zachar and nekeva, the hay and the vav of pihu. And that's when you have the chibur peh el peh, piv and pia. That's what that comes together. Yishakenim and Ashikos Pihu, as the Gra says, the Piv and the Piha come together. That's the Pihu, his mouth and her mouth, and that's the Chibur of Klal Yisrael and Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's our covenant with Hashem. So now we can explain Ki Akaf Alav Pihu, that these are the two Inyanim that you Zocha when you learn 101 times. Number one, you're miskasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, Piyu's Gematria 101. You connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, like we the Gra says, there are two kisses. Yishakenu Minashikos, there are two kisses. One is that the husband is connecting to the wife, and two, that she's not connecting to anybody else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two kisses. One that we're connecting to him, and the other that we're not connecting to anybody else. And that's the Chazara. A person chazers 101 times. We connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Akaf Alav Piyu. We put that Torah in our mouth. Piyu Gematria 101. And Akaf Gematria 101. And we're not connecting to anything else. And then we're Zocha to the Bris of Torah. And we're Zocha to the Neshikos Piyu. Shebimamad Har Sinai. And that's how we're mischaber to Torah, chibur gamur. And then Torah is toiling for us. And it's megalas the sodas. And that's the madreg of mea v'achas in Akav Alav Piyu. That we're zocha, that the Torah is nitkoim divrei Torah v'libo, the Torah is stuck in his heart and he doesn't forget. Because forgetfulness is shaykh only if something's external. But if it's a chibur gamur, if it's a complete connection, then shikha isn't shaykh. You don't forget something that's part of you. People don't forget their name. People don't forget their address. It's part of them. So this is part one of this journey. And it's a lengthy journey, but an amazing one. So I ask that you stay tuned. And Ritz Hashem, we will see more neflos mitaras Hashem. And we should be zochet to chazer and chazer and chazer and get to the world of zechira, leave that dark world of shichacha. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. The nether, we shall continue.